Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Goodnight Darth Vader by Jeffrey Brown is a 2014 illustrated children's bedtime book set in the Star Wars universe. Rather than retelling a film plot, it uses a simple domestic premise. Darth Vader tries to get Luke and Leia to sleep while reading them a bedtime story about other characters across the galaxy. The book is part of Brown's wider Vader and Family series, which recasts familiar Star Wars figures in ordinary parent-child situations. Its tone is humorous, gentle, and affectionate, and its format follows the conventions of a classic read-aloud picture book, with short rhyming text and expressive illustrations. The result is a work that works on two levels at once, as a playful bedtime story for children, and as a self-aware parody for adult Star Wars fans. Its appeal comes from combining recognizable franchise imagery with the universal, everyday challenge of bedtime resistance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a bedtime story built around the universal problem of getting children to sleep. The book's central idea is simple but effective. Darth Vader, normally imagined as a figure of menace and control, becomes a tired parent dealing with restless twins. Luke and Leia do not want to go to bed, and the plot turns on Vader, trying to calm them with a story. This is what gives the book its emotional and comic structure. The bedtime conflict is not treated as a grand adventure, but as a familiar domestic struggle, which makes the science fiction setting feel unexpectedly ordinary. Brown uses that contrast to show how parenting problems remain the same even in a galaxy far, far away. The narrative therefore succeeds less by complexity than by recognition. Readers understand the frustration of repeated requests, delays, and negotiations at bedtime, and the book translates that experience into a Star Wars setting without losing its simplicity. That combination makes the story useful as a read-aloud book because it captures a routine family ritual while giving it a playful cinematic frame. Secondly, Jeffrey Brown uses parody to soften the Star Wars universe without losing its identity. A key feature of the book is its comic reimagining of iconic Star Wars material in the style of a conventional children's book. Brown does not mock the franchise aggressively. Instead, he gently exaggerates its familiar elements by placing characters such as Yoda, R2-D2, Chewbacca, Boba Fett, and Darth Maul into sleepy, domestic scenes. This parody works because it preserves the recognizability of the characters while shifting their function. The humor comes from seeing intimidating or highly charged figures reduced to ordinary bedtime behaviors, like yawning, nesting, or settling down. Brown's illustrations are central to that effect. His visual style is expressive and uncluttered, allowing each character to be read instantly while still feeling playful. The book therefore functions as a parody of children's publishing conventions as much as a parody of Star Wars itself. It borrows the reassuring rhythm and structure of a goodnight book, then fills it with galaxy-wide references. That balance helps the book stay accessible to children, while giving adults enough layered humor to appreciate the joke behind the gentleness. Thirdly, the book expands the story world through a sequence of recognizable characters and scenes. Goodnight Darth Vader is not organized around one dramatic setting change or a tight plot twist. Instead, it moves from one familiar Star Wars presence to another, showing how many different figures and creatures prepare for sleep. This structure turns the book into a catalog of the franchise's emotional and visual variety. Yoda droids, smugglers, bounty hunters, monsters, and other background figures all appear in bedtime mode, which makes the universe feel broad but still coherent. That approach is important because it gives the book its sense of scale without requiring a complex narrative. Readers experience the galaxy as a shared domestic space rather than a battlefield. The result also deepens the franchise in a subtle way instead of emphasizing conflict. It imagines what rest, routine, and home life might look like for characters usually defined by action. This widening of perspective is one reason the book stands out among licensed Star Wars publications. It does not simply insert characters into a children's format. It uses the format to reveal an overlooked dimension of the universe, namely its everyday non-heroic rhythms. Fourthly, rhyming picture book conventions shape both the humor and the limitations of the book. The book follows the familiar structure of a bedtime picture book, including short verses, a comforting cadence, and a repeated forward motion towards sleep. This structure is important because it makes the book recognizable and readable for young children, but it also shapes the criticism some readers have raised. Because the form is so closely tied to traditional bedtime book conventions, the humor can feel restrained by the needs of rhyme and pacing. Instead of freely improvising, the text often has to fit a predictable pattern, which can make some jokes feel less surprising than the premise suggests. That said, the structure is also part of the book's strength. Bedtime books depend on rhythm, repetition, and gentle closure, and Brown uses those traits to support the mood of the story. The tension between comic subversion and traditional form is what defines the reading experience. The book does not abandon the bedtime genre, it repurposes it. For that reason, it is best understood not as a broad satire, but as a carefully controlled blend of parody and convention that trades sharpness for warmth and readability. Lastly, a crossover book that appeals equally to Star Wars fans and gift buyers. Goodnight Darth Vader occupies a specific niche in the children's book market. It is both a fan object and a family gift book. Its strongest audience is likely Star Wars readers who also appreciate parenting humor, but it is also designed for new parents, expecting parents, and anyone looking for an unusual bedtime gift. This dual purpose matters because it explains the book's tone and packaging. It needs to be friendly enough for children, recognizable enough for franchise fans, and amusing enough for adults who are buying the book as a present. Brown's reputation as the creator of other Vader and family titles helps support that positioning, since readers already know that he reimagines Darth Vader through domestic life. In that sense, the book is less about plot innovation than about brand extension done with care. Its success lies in making a licensed property feel intimate rather than corporate. Compared with standard Star Wars picture books, it offers a narrower but more memorable experience, one that is suited to bedtime reading, family sharing, and gift giving while still remaining visually and thematically tied to the larger universe. In conclusion, Goodnight Darth Vader is best suited to Star Wars fans, parents of young children, gift buyers, and readers who enjoy humorous picture books with a pop culture twist. It offers practical value as a read-aloud bedtime story because its short verse, clear illustrations, and calm ending fit the rhythm of shared reading with children. Intellectually, it also shows how a well-known franchise can be reinterpreted through domestic life without losing its identity. That is what makes it stand out among licensed children's books. It is not merely decorative Star Wars branding, but a deliberate comic reframing of everyday parenting. Jeffrey Brown uses familiar characters to turn bedtime resistance into a gentle source of humor. And he does so with enough restraint that the book remains warm rather than cynical. Readers who want a clever gift, a family-friendly Star Wars title, or a bedtime book that adults can enjoy alongside children will find it especially fitting. Its distinction lies in the combination of affection, parody, and recognizability, which gives it a place beyond both ordinary picture books and ordinary franchisedians. If you would like to support Jeffrey Brown, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.